I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, newspapers, magazines, Twitter feeds, blogs, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Doran Tyler Antrim reports in the Daily Mail that the Department of Environmental Conservation has declared the American Valve Superfund site, located on Mansion Street in Coxsackie, is no longer a threat to the public health or environment. The state agency announced February 8th the site was reclassified, but that it will remain on the state Superfund list for maintenance and monitoring. The site is the former home of American Valve Manufacturing Corporation, a foundry where valves and pipe fittings were produced until 1988, when the company relocated to North Carolina and abandoned the 15-acre property contaminated by lead and other toxic solvents. The location was declared a state Superfund site in 1991. The DEC anticipates years of continued testing and says the redevelopment of the site is unlikely. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jim Plank reports in the Register Star that the Firemen's Association of the State of New York has extended the Higher Education Learning Plan filing deadline for tuition reimbursement to today, Wednesday, February 15th. HELP is a FASNY-created incentive program intended to draw in new volunteer firefighters. Eligible community college students can qualify to receive full tuition reimbursement when they become a volunteer firefighter. A student must maintain a passing average and be an active volunteer while in school and during a service period of 1 to 4 years following graduation. The program is funded by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security grant. Read the full story in the Register Star. Tom Casey reports in the Register Star that the Hudson Common Council is considering how best to fund the proposed expansion of the senior addition to the City Youth Center. The center is located at 3rd and Union Streets on the city's south side. At its informal meeting Monday, February 13th, the council considered a proposal directing that money from the general fund be used to cover an estimated budget overrun of $130,000. Council President Don Moore said use of the general fund was preferable over other forms of financing if the project expansion is approved. The decision to expand the original plan and add a second floor to the new wing of the center will be made at the council's formal meeting Tuesday, February 21st. You can read the full story in the Register Star. W.T. Eckert writes in the Daily Mail about the Greene County Highway Department's continued work to repair major highway damage left in the wake of Tropical Storm Irene. At its meeting Monday, February 13th, the County Highway Committee authorized the department to enter into agreements with four engineering firms totaling $819,852. County Highway Superintendent Gary Harvey said the resolutions approved covered the replacement of the County Route 17 slide, 8 bridges, and 3 large culverts. 4 different engineering firms, all pre-qualified and previously approved, were retained. Each firm was assigned 3 or 4 of the projects each, according to Harvey. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Today is Wednesday, February 15th, 2012, and the National Weather Service predicts Acre in Greene County will have a chance of snow showers before 9 a.m. Wednesday, then turning to rain, cloudy with a high near 46. Wednesday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 24. The forecast for the rest of the week: Thursday, rain and snow is likely before 2 p.m., then rain likely between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., then rain and snow likely after 5 p.m., cloudy with a high near 41 and a low around 33. Friday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers, mostly sunny later in the day with a high near 43 and a low around 26. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 41 and a low around 19, and Sunday should be partly sunny with a high near 36. Today is the third Wednesday of the month, and Catskill has a town meeting at 6:30 p.m. in Catskill, a town hall at 439 Main Street. Columbia County has a human services meeting at 4 p.m. at the county office building at 401 State Street in Hudson. Ghent, there's a planning board session at 7 p.m. at town hall. Greene County legislature holds its meeting at the 6:30 p.m. at the county office building at 411 Main Street in Catskill. Hudson, the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall at 520 Warren Street in Hudson. The sun rises today at 6:51 a.m. and sets at 5:29 p.m. The moon rises at 1:42 a.m. and 11:23 a.m. The next day's moon sets. or sets the tomorrow, excuse me. Last night, the New York Knicks beat the Toronto Raptors 90-87. Jeremy Lin hit the winning basket at the end of the game and scored 27 points total, as the Knicks are now 6-0 since the undrafted rookie from Harvard University took over the point guard position. And tune in to WGXC later today with the Schomer Show from noon to 2 p.m. when Karen Schomer plays all sorts of music. And from 4 to 6 p.m., the WGXC Afternoon Show comes live from the Catskill Community Center in Catskill on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.